sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, good to see you again. How have you been?
I'm great. Weather's getting warmer. We may be thinking about the temperatures rising and what I call spring fever.
Yes, spring fever is here. It's officially arrived.
It is. And people say, what is spring fever? If you haven't heard me talk about spring fever before, spring fever is when the outside temperature rises, the snow starts to melt, and we get that little bit of an itch. Whether that's to move, to refinance, to get your finances back in check and kind of do some cleanup, so to speak. So I want to talk to the listeners just about that cleanup and what they can do to save a bunch of money on their mortgage. That things that aren't necessarily huge changes, but what you don't know, sometimes you just don't know. And that's where you can save so much money. I recently did a mortgage renewal for somebody. They had a rate from their bank. I was able to get them a wholesale rate. They didn't know what they didn't know, Dave, but what they did say end up saving in that term was over $10,000 that they would have paid extra to their bank on their mortgage renewal. So I'll give you the tips. I'll give you the information so that you can save the most amount of money on your mortgage. And the beauty part about it is the Kerry Cardinal Mortgage is all over Saskatchewan.
Yes, you are. You have really, really been reaching out and people reaching out to you from all different parts of the province.
And I'm really enjoying dealing with all these little pockets all over the province of Saskatchewan and different scenarios and people that don't have the resources at hand in the smaller communities, but still want top-notch, best-rate service. I got your back.
And you can do this in a lot of cases over the phone, via email. So it's not like somebody has to make a 2.5 hour, 3.5 hour drive to come see you.
No, and sometimes they like to, you know, people make trips in and they want to meet me. Absolutely, I would love to meet you. And if we don't meet, I can still handle the mortgage start to finish. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in mortgage business advice, you know, going out the window every week. I want to give you that advice so that you can save the most amount of money on the mortgage.
Well, that's what it really boils down to. I mean, this is something that, you know, if you own a home, unless you won the lottery and you paid cash up front, you're going to have a mortgage, at least for some point in some term in your life. How do you best manage that? How do you make sure that your mortgage isn't managing you?
That's right.
Is one of the keys.
So with a Kerry Cardinal Mortgage, what you get is you get a wholesale rate the first time you deal with me. I'm able to set the entire mortgage up. People say, well, how much does it cost, Kerry? I get paid by the bank that takes your mortgage. So there is $0 cost to you. There's no hidden fees. There's no after fees. There's no surprises. There are no fees for getting a Kerry Cardinal Mortgage. What do you save? Well, you save the headache from running from bank to bank to bank. And you say, so that's a headache and a lot of time.
A lot of time, yeah.
And if that isn't worth anything to you, usually what's worth something is when we're able to save some money. And so you're going to be able to save money by just going with the wholesale rate. I meet with so many people and say, I met with my bank, but they had to go ask somebody for an override and they didn't know if they could get the override. You're dealing with a decision maker.
You are the override.
I am the override. So you're able to get the best service and the best rate. You know, Kerry Cardinal Mortgage is the way to go. If you're thinking, people say, well, what is it that you can help me with? Your friends, your family, your coworkers, maybe your buddy at work who may be looking to get into the market this spring. One-stop shopping to over 40 lenders, Dave. It's really quite simple.
Yeah, and it makes that difference because you have all those different options available at your fingertips. Whereas, you know, you go into your bank and guess what? There's the bank's mortgage. That's just one of 40 for you that you can actually go out and look and find that perfect match and perfect fit for your clients.
Right. And all I do is mortgages. I can't give you an RSP. I can't set up anything to do with your investments. I do not sell real estate. But you know what? I do a bang up job of your mortgage.
Specialized service.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the pre-approval process, Dave, if we've got some time this segment. I want to make sure that people understand, okay, what's needed now to buy a house?
Yeah, because you talk about pre-approval all the time. You say, you know, come in, get pre-approved. You know, you can hold a rate for an extended period of time before you actually need to kind of sign the paperwork. so that way you get the best rate. But what is that process?
More than just a rate, Dave, for most people, they work on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And affordability is key. So if you're looking at a $500,000 house and you only want to make payments of $1,500 a month, we need to make sure that your budget matches the house that you're looking at and vice versa. I feel the need to make sure that my clients know what the cost is going to be getting into it. So you know your mortgage is going to be this much, your taxes are going to be this much, you're going to need 5% down payment. It's still 5%, Dave. So whether you're owning your first house or your 10th house and your owner occupying it and it's less than $500,000, 5% is all that you need. If you're buying a house more than $500,000, you need 10% on the excess after the $500,000. And that rule changed last year.
Yep.
So those rules are the same. You can use RSPs. You can still use gifted money. Good old savings is still, you know, quite popular.
Will still work.
You're going to need your 5%. One of the other things that you want to do is you want to make sure that you know upfront the paperwork and what the process is going to be for you once you find your dream home, what the process is going to be for you to make that dream happen. So what I like to do for my borrowers is I like to either sit down or communicate via phone or email a real good list of what you're going to need, what I'm expecting from you, and then you can compile a list and start getting together the documents that you need. When you buy a house, I always say it's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it is.
You know, from the moment that you first see it and go, yes, this is the one, till the moment that you sign off on conditions, generally is a week. And, you know, the emotions run high, stress runs incredibly high. So what I'm here to do is to hold your hand. I've been through this thousands and thousands of times over to make sure that the process is as smooth and as confident as we can possibly make it.
Well, and that is the key because there is, especially for the first time home buyers, they don't realize that, wow, there's more paperwork. Oh, wow, I need to do this. Oh, wow, I need to get that. Oh, and that's one of the things you can help guide people through.
Right. And people say appraisals. Do I need an appraisal? Do I need a letter from work? Do you need my T4s? Do you need my taxes? If I'm getting a gift, do I need the money in my bank account? Like, what do I need? When do I pay you the down payment? There's so many questions. And I don't expect for you to know the answers, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I can do is I can walk you through that entire process. I just met with a new borrower not too long ago, first time home buyer. They were very, very nervous and she let me know ahead of time. She said, I just want to let you know we're new to this. We're going to have a million questions. And I said, great, bring them.
Yeah.
And they came and they were a bucket of nerves, the two of them. And we went through the mortgage pre-approval process. They left the office with pre-approval in hand. But a half an hour later, their realtor called. And he said, I don't know what you did to them, Carrie, but they walked out of there and they came and met me and wrote an offer on their first house. And they had a sense of confidence and security and calmness that I have never seen in the market.
It's one of those scenarios where they walk into your door going, yeah, are we going to be able to do this? And they walk out of your door going, yeah, we can do this.
I gave you all the tools in your little tool pack to make it the most seamless experience. And I hear that from my clients all the time. I've just finished a nice refinance with a really nice couple out in Fort Qu'Appelle. And I talked to her earlier this week and she said, I just wanted to let you know, Carrie, that this was the easiest process that I've ever been through. I've got my 5-year clients coming back, maybe refinancing or clearing up some debt. And they say, and I say, thank you for your business. And they say, oh no, thank you. Like, you are so easy to deal with. And, you know, I pride myself in that.
It's not supposed to be an obstacle course. It's supposed to be the easiest, most direct path from A to B. Yeah. Carrie, we're going to pick up on so much more when we come back. Lots to talk about still. If you want to get some more information or you want to get started, go to Carrie's website, carriecardinal.com. That's carriecardinal.com. Everything you need to get you started right there. And we'll be back in just a moment.